Chaz and AJ Week in Review. A behind-the-scenes look back at everything that happened this week. Good and bad. The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
Oh, we're rolling?
We're rolling.
Motherfuckers?
Yes, we is.
Motherfuckers!
That's Mr. Motherfucker.
Welcome to the Week in Review podcast. Is this the first one of 2000? This is the second one.
The first one
with Phil.
Right, right.
The Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Hello.
Pam's over there.
Hi.
Phil's over there.
And don't think I didn't hear what the fuck you said last week, too.
Oh, you did.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what about then? The ride
cut
home?
The strings, Phil.
How'd right. you hear?
Cut the strings.
Right.
There's Vegas.
So we didn't go down to Disney. We were in Orlando, and just because we were all down there, we're like, well, why don't we fucking go?
You know you were going to go.
Look, it sounded like it was a planned trip to me.
Yeah.
So you have to. Like, you can't just be like, oh, we're in Orlando. Let's just go to fucking Disney. Like,
why would you pick Orlando?
Yeah.
So I didn't. So what happened is my parents bought a timeshare a couple years ago. And after the hurricane hit, people were pulling out of Florida like crazy. And Orlando never got touched. So they called my father and they're like, listen, no one's buying. If you want to buy now, it's super cheap. And he's like, sure, why not? Phil's turning 30. It's perfect time of year. He knows that there's only certain times of the year that we can actually take breaks. And he's like, it's not going to be a whole week. It's just a day. So it's perfect. Long weekend. Let's do it. So he got a giant room for like the price that he would have gotten for like the price of like one small room. He's like, it doesn't make sense to not.
Yeah, he really can't beat that.
Yeah.
Right. So that makes sense.
So Amanda is like a huge.
Who ratted us out?
No, I listened.
Oh.
Why would I not listen? So I got to know what's going on.
So Phil ratted us out to Phil.
He fact-checked himself.
Fact-checker Phil.
I mean, if you're going to fucking post it publicly, like, no one ratted you out.
I guess that's
so we're
true.
Not cruel
well, this podcast, I always act like no one listens, so I could say anything about anyone.
Right.
You know, and it's safe. It's like a safe zone.
Exactly.
I noticed place. Pam's being real quiet now. That wasn't the case last week.
No. Do you remember
like,
any
why would you go to Disney, right? Like, you're 30. It is
right.
Like weird. Down there.
With your parents.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds like the worst vacation ever.
Yeah.
You haven't done it, so.
Don't want to. Don't ever want to.
Then you're missing out.
You've never been to Disney?
When I was 5, and that's good enough for
like
me.
Like, you hit it.
I hit it. I was a kid.
It was
I
when
believe...
Mickey Mouse was still a thing. You're like, oh, Mickey Mouse.
And I thought it was really Mickey Mouse.
Right.
Yeah.
And when at age 30, it sucked.
Yeah,
why
it's
age 30?
My first time. That's the first time I got a chance to go to Florida, to Disney World.
Did you go with your parents?
I was 30. No, I never went with my parents. My parents, we drive down to Florida and, like, stay at a relative's house. Boring. Never went to freaking Disney World. And then, you know, when I was 30, I went with my sister and brother-in-law, and we went down. We went to Daytona, which is awesome. We drove on the beach, and the next day I went to Disney World, and it was boring. That stupid friggin', it's a small ride fucking world. I wanted to get the hell out of there.
Why the fuck would you go on that at age 30?
I don't know, because they went on it. I thought, you know, let's just live Disney. So I went on it.
Oh, that's awful.
The main thing I thought of was all the change at the bottom of the water, how much there's like probably millions of dollars in there if I could scoop some out.
You would.
I was trying to think of a way to get some, like, just like drag my hand and grab like a whole bunch of cords to keep stuff in my pockets.
That water smells.
I don't care. There's money in it.
Probably full of diapers.
Yeah, right.
I like Disney. I mean, I like it.
Oh, no. Pleasure Island was cool. The place where you can drink.
I like Universal better. It's more for adults.
And they had the thing. It's like, I was like, at midnight. It's like, it's like New Year's Eve at midnight every night. So they had fireworks going off. Yeah. I had a good buzz going on. You could drink in the street. They had a Velcro wall. It was awesome.
There's a Velcro wall?
It was a Velcro wall. Pleasure Island was called. Yeah, they shut it down because it was fun.
That's why.
Yeah.
Like, I had seen all that shit as a kid. So when I went. I brought young Chaz, so I didn't go like as a kid, so I went as an adult with a child.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And all of that shit I've seen on TV, like I was really fascinated with the presidents that they're not really like the animatronics.
Yeah.
Now when they put that together, that was a thing. Now
at the time, yeah.
Now it's like, okay, boring.
So yeah, the new thing
with Universal is they got Star Wars World now. And they're expanding by like 17 acres like through 2020 or something like that. So like that's gonna be the next big thing. So the whole deal now is like getting these big, specifically themed parks that attach to franchises. And so like Harry Potter World was one that they had in one park and they're like, it's too big. So they built like the fake Harry Potter train, the Hogwarts Express, and it spans two parks now. So if you buy a pass to go to Harry Potter World and you want to see everything, you have to spend two times the amount of money to go into both parks.
Oh, yeah. They so figured out how to get your
totally.
Wallet.
Yeah. Totally, but...
Like, when you walk into one of those parks, you should just hand them your wallet and say, all right, go ahead, fuck me now.
They prefer it.
And let me just walk around, and they just fuck you every 5 seconds.
Right.
So the best thing about going as an adult, Pam, is that you don't have to wait in line for like all the characters and everything because you don't give a shit. So like the whole reason we go is you get to go and you get to drink and you get to have amazing food. Like the Disney dining experience is unbelievable if you know where to stop.
Yeah. So I went there with a girl before I got married, and we went through Epcot.
Yes.
And
that's exactly what we did on a Saturday.
That's not a bad deal there because you're like every like stop is a different country.
Yeah.
With the restaurants and stuff. And so I remember I was like into wine at the time, and I don't know anything about wine, but I was like into wine. So I'm like, oh, I want to stop in France because they're known for their wine, right?
Right.
So we go in there, and like we're dressed like, you know, we're at fucking Disney here. We're not dressed up. So we go, and it's a fancy restaurant, and they're treating us like shit, like we're in France.
Right.
And I wanted to say to the waiter, like, hey, take a fucking look outside, pal. You're in America here. Like, dial down the fucking snob.
Well, you want to be authentic.
Yeah. Dial it down.
Right. So that's funny because now it's the total opposite way. So the restaurant that we went to on Friday night for my like birthday meal is in Disney Springs, which is like not really a theme park. It's a free area that's like a shopping center. They got bowling alley. There's all kinds of like art shows and kinds of cool shit. They have an Indiana Jones themed bar, which is fucking awesome. That's where we met Megilla. But we go to this like 5-star restaurant, Morimoto, the Iron Chef.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone's walking around in like flip flops and shorts because it is like a 5-star dining experience, but you're in fucking Disney.
Yeah, you're in Disney. You know what
I mean? So, like, that went away a long time ago.
Yeah, I remember a big, large beer at some German place and those huge pretzels.
Yeah.
I remember that.
They didn't get rid of any of that. Yeah, that's all still
there. I remember
there.
That. It was like 20
the pretzels
bucks.
Are shaped like Mickey Mouse.
It was like 20 bucks.
My first experience as a parent in Disney is we just got through the gate, and then there's a spot where you can take a picture with Mickey, and Mickey shows up like every whatever, and there's a little schedule there. And we're like, oh, we're only a couple of minutes away, and you can see parents are starting to gather. Mm-hmm. We're like, oh, we got to get a picture, young Chaz, with Mickey.
Of course.
You know? And as soon as Mickey arrives, all these parents start fucking like going nuts.
Like Elvis showed up?
Like it's Armageddon.
Oh,
like
my
it's
God.
Like it's Black Friday at Walmart.
Oh, my God. Right?
In a bad neighborhood.
Yeah.
Like, they're going nuts, and they're swearing, and they're cutting the line, and they're screaming at their kids. And then that second right before the picture's taken, they all fake smiles.
Oh, right? My God.
Right? And then, boom, the picture's taken, and they go back to, like, screaming at each other.
Pause button.
Like, wow, what a fake deal that is.
Holy shit. Yeah, I didn't
real
fun. None of that happened, like, when we were down there. We saw some of the characters come out. We took a few pictures with some of them. Like, we just happened to be in Mexico drinking margaritas, and we look over like, oh, shit, there's fucking Donald Duck. So, like, just, like, because we're sitting there drinking and, like, we're adults, we're like, let's go get a picture. It'll be hysterical.
Yeah,
Donald's
funny.
Old hammered.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, get away from me, kid.
They have, I think,
you're too old to be here.
They have a photographer and a Disney staffer as well as the person dressed now at all times, every time. And just like you said, Chaz, there's a schedule.
Yeah.
So, like, for half an hour, those three people are on, and they tell you, like, listen, just line up. We'll get to everybody. If we leave, we'll come right back. But, like, they definitely are much clearer about, like, how the line works. And, like, everybody was behaving themselves. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, nice. Mm. Not a place you think about going and getting hammered. But
no.
I'm glad you had a good time
Epcot,
for your birthday.
Definitely. Drinking around
Epcot
the world
is
a thing.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah. And if you talk to the people in Disney, like, hey, we've been, like, we know to get margaritas in Mexico. Norway is, like, our next stop. Where the fuck do we drink there? They're like, oh. Go right here, get this shot. That's the Norway shot.
Right.
Epcot sounds like a hiccup. Epcot.
Right? A drunken hiccup.
Epcot.
And then before we split, the inauguration.
Yes.
So we're going to have a new president soon. And I just think that this inauguration is going to be, you know, it's not like I'm going out on a limb here. Like, everything this guy has done has been something that we've never seen.
Yes.
You know,
exactly.
An outsider running and beating and getting the nomination and then winning and beating the Clintons. We've never seen anything like this in our lives. And, you know, people have gone back as far as they can remember, like, and looked through history books. We've never had a person who has not been a member of a political party or a general, general,
nothing.
Win the presidency of the United States ever.
Right.
Now, with that, he said a lot of things to get attention and to advance his... Right. There's a lot of angry people.
A lot of angry people.
So I know a lot of Democrats.
It's extremes on both sides. You're either super angry or super happy.
Yeah. And now those are the 5% on each side.
Yeah.
Like, because I feel like most people are like, whatever. You know, I know a lot of Democrats are like, yeah, all right, I'm going to hate turning on the news for the next 4 years, but whatever. You know, I lived through Bush, right?
Yeah.
But then there's the safe space people.
Yeah.
And this is the first chance you're getting a look at these fucking Safe Zone kids, right?
Yep.
Like having to deal with a problem.
Oh,
it's
no.
not even really a problem. Like, do they have a problem?
No.
Seriously, personal, like, personal problem.
Has something horrible happened to them? They're projecting, like, what might be.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And they're going bananas. But you're going to have, they're saying now 100,000 protesters in Washington, D.C. That's who's registered.
Yeah.
Now, you know, there's thousands of protesters going stealthy. Like, we're not going to register.
Right.
We're just going to, like, plant ourselves all over the parade route. And,
just going to show
or
up.
Or whatever.
Yep.
But I think you're going to see the first time ever an inauguration speech get interrupted multiple times.
Yep.
I think you're going to see the first time ever tear gas.
Yep.
Jesus.
Fire hoses.
During an inauguration parade.
I'm picturing Hillary doing a Tanya Harding on Trump. All of a sudden, nowhere. Boom, right in the knee. Why me?
Well, the Clintons are going to be there.
That's why.
And when they introduce her, you're going to hear probably the biggest boo.
Right. Go get him, hon. Go get him, hon.
Creepy Clinton voice.
Thank you. he is creepy.
But God bless you.
Salute.
But then that parade route, you know, like Obama, and anytime the president gets out of the car during the parade route, I always think, get back in that effing car.
Seriously.
You know?
Yep.
And I don't think Trump should get out of the car.
No, stay
in the car. I think they're going to try to stop the parade. They're going to try to get in front of the car.
Right.
I think Secret Service will be overwhelmed. And I think, you know, best case scenario is you see those tear gas guns going off in that new Cadillac One, which will be unveiled that day.
They're going to be testing it out. Yeah.
The Beast, is that what they call it?
The Beast.
No. Oh, I heard it's going to be
Cadillac One.
Part monster truck. Brrr, just run everybody over.
So it has shotguns built in, and it also has tear gas guns built in.
Fucking James Bond shit. Right?
On top of all the other shit that the Obama Cadillac One had.
Yep. Bomb proof.
But you might see this car, like, look. Think about this now. All these people start gathering around. You have thousands of people like swarming this car.
Yeah.
And the Secret Service can't control it. And you got the president inside the car. You're going to have to drive over people.
Oh, exactly. No. Right. Welcome to Speed Bump Land.
This could be the most entertaining inauguration. Well, even if you're not into politics, get a front row seat for this one.
He did say you folks will pave the way to a better America.
That's right.
So guess what? Your pavement.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to that.
Jesus Christ.
It'll be interesting. I think it might be so crazy that, you know, we get off the air Friday, the inauguration's in the afternoon, and like someone might call us and say, you should come in and we should go live and do phone calls because this is nuts.
Right.
I think that's
if I don't have a hotel in New York City, I'll be right here.
Right. And if these guys are able to pull this all off without any of that going on, and then boy, I give them a lot of credit because they're going to be outnumbered.
Yep.
There will be a lot of protesters and all they want to do is disrupt this thing.
The army's coming.
So I was looking up because you were talking about how it's like a tradition. The president gets out and walks a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
They threw eggs at Bush.
Did
the second Bush, W. Bush.
Yeah.
He got out and like almost like 2 seconds after he was like waving to people and they were fucking throwing eggs at him.
It's okay that I was hungry.
It was breakfast time.
I don't know if they were Chris DiStefano Nair eggs, but they were eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was random.
You know, think about this guy that he's pissed so many people off and countries are worried about business, like you're talking about billions of dollars with Mexico alone, right?
Yep.
Billions. And then China, you're talking about.
China.
And you should really use that voice more on the
air. This is China.
Like the Trump voice disappeared after the election.
Sometimes he also blurs it together like it's an SH. China.
Right. China.
But he's pissed off all these major powers.
Yeah.
Right? And we're talking about billions and billions of dollars. $2 billion alone in 2016 went down to Mexico just from Mexican workers here in the United States sending money down to their families.
Yep.
That's just that alone. But you got all these countries pissed, right? And now you've pissed off the intelligence community.
Oh.
You have a lot of people in Washington, like lobbyists and stuff, who don't have jobs anymore. And now you have CIA people who know their careers are coming to an end. Like, I'm worried for this guy.
Seriously.
Yeah. I think that, you know, it's a dangerous place to put yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
You know? So I think the inauguration is going to be really interesting. I think it's going to be the beginning of just craziness. So that's my Nostradamus moment.
There you go.
I could be completely wrong. It could go.
Watch nothing happen. It goes over a hitch.
I'd be shocked.
Birds are tweeting. Folks are holding hands.
I think it's impossible. Like, how do you not get at least one of those people to disrupt something?
I think one knucklehead, they'll shoot him dead and be like, okay, anybody else? No, we're
good. In a circus every time. Every time he would give a speech, something would happen.
Something
now,
happens.
Really
there's
elevated.
Some protesters.
Get him out.
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 Get
him out, please.
Bing, bing, bong, bong.
Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing,
bing, bong, bong.
Yeah. Anything else going on you guys want to cover? Well, Pam wants to learn about politics, so this inauguration would be a fun way to introduce yourself into it, because you get to watch the peaceful, air quotes, peaceful transfer of power. I don't think it's going to be so peaceful.
Right.
But you get to witness that, and I think it's going to be a lot more fun than it has been in past years.
I heard Obama's going to part the crowds.
Yeah. All right. Well, he could do that. And the only other announcement that I have, besides the two announcements we had this week, we had Dan Drew, Middletown Mayor.
Yep.
Thursday announced that he's setting up an exploratory committee to maybe run for governor.
Yep.
And then Tim Herbst, first selectman Trumbull, came on Friday morning to talk about he did the same thing.
Exactly. A lot of exploring going on.
So, and we scooped the media, like, this doesn't seem like the likely place to come and do that, but I think it's the most powerful, impactful place you can make an announcement.
Yeah.
Because if you do it at a podium and they record it, they play 5 seconds back and, you know, they get to write the quote.
Yeah.
And this is a way you get direct access to people in their cars. So I think the smart ones are announcing here on this show.
Absolutely.
So the only other little announcement that I have is that this week I re-signed with this radio station, with Connoisseur Media, to continue here until 2020. So another 3 years.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah, right. Dang. When Star Wars World will be done in Universal.
That's right.
Perfect.
So
you got to celebrate there.
Yeah, right. I can in 2020.
Or
I just
I'll be working there.
Head to Florida.
You could be the next C-3PO.
Right,
that pretzel guy looks familiar.
But I want to thank Jeff, I want to thank Kristen, and I want to thank Keith for making that happen. I'm really excited. I grew up listening to this radio station. I still remember the very first time I walked into the building. I was applying for an internship. It was back when they were on Chapel Street.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I remember everything like it happened yesterday. So to be part of this is a dream come true. So I'm very excited, and I have a really nice picture of me signing the contract with the owner of the company in the background, giving the thumbs
cool.
up.
Oh, really?
And I wanted to post it, but I'm like, you know, 90% of the people that follow, 99.1% of the people that follow us on social media are really cool and very supportive.
Yes.
But there's that 1% that are going to be assholes. And I don't mind if you're an asshole to me, right? But
don't disrespect the boss.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to have to fucking monitor the page. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, to just take shit down, which I don't like to do. I'm like, I'm not even going to post
it. Is that worth it with
don't
the assholes?
Yep.
I'll just put it on my desk somewhere.
But, yeah, that's good.
I'm very excited about that. And, like, I have the best crew in the world.
Really?
And we really have the best situation. We really do.
We do.
Yeah. We've never had a crew that just enjoyed being together so much.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Really funny, really hardworking. And I don't know. I just feel blessed and honored. So thank you.
Cool.
So, but you know, none of that happens without the tribe listening, because I got to tell you what, if that study didn't come out saying that the show is still on an upswing.
Yep.
I wouldn't have been offered a deal. I'm not an idiot.
Right.
This is a business.
I'm back to bartending.
As much as they like me, it is a business.
Yeah.
It's more important that you like me.
Right.
Yeah.
You
so,
like me. You really like me.
I'm very, very thankful for you guys. So thank you for that. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Have a nice weekend.
Pam's over there.
Bye-bye.
Phil's over there.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Week in Review podcast. We got a big Monday coming up. Big Monday.
Big Monday.
Big Monday.
Stosh ball, fat ball.
Right.
Fat ball. That's his new
game.
Fat
ball. Fat ball.
Stosh ball and fat ball.
Right.
Both on the same show. It's like having De Niro. It's like having the De Niro and the Pacino of acting.
Right.
Right.
Battle of the Balls.
Yeah, Battle of the Balls. Both in studio. Fathead will have drunk audio. Stoshball has Stoshball. So big Monday. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And you know what? Like, subscribe to our podcast and then tell your friends to do it too.
Please.
And then comment so we come up on searches.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.